many years were we forced to use a rotary phone? How many decades was it before we got a phone in any color but black? Zero innovation. Plodding through life. Meet the phonies, the Bell Monopolies, promising everything to win sweetheart deals and then doing almost nothing they promised. The phonies say they support competition while they crush their competitors. The phonies say they'll bring broadband to every neighborhood while they brag to Wall Street it's going primarily to the rich. One phony even said their mega merger was good for America, then announced, we'll be laying off 10,000 Americans. Now, they have the nerve to say they need more sweetheart deals or they won't deliver new services. Tell the phonies, no more sweetheart deals. Get out in the marketplace and compete.
My name is Michael.
My name is Joe.
My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael. Who are you?
My name is Jill. Who are you?
My name is Michael. I like you, Jill.
To communicate is the beginning of understanding.
The Bell System. Building for the future.
Not been recognized. Please check and try again.
bitches. This is Ponyboy, and you're listening to episode number 31 of Bellcore Radio. I guess let's start it off with, let's start it off by calling the voicemail box. I actually haven't checked it in the past few days or so. Just see, you know, we just set it up last week, so let's see if we got anything new. If you want to call in, the number is 206-666-8281. So let's check that one out real quick.
You have 0 new voicemail messages and 0 saved messages. To listen to your new messages, press 1. To listen to your saved messages, press 2. To access...
0 messages, huh? Well, that sucks. Alright, well, I guess that means that we can get right into this stuff. Starting off with, as usual, a little tiny bit of news for freaks. As well as, we got some phone calls coming up later in the show. First of all, kind of, I guess this is, it involves telcos, so it would work. You heard it at the beginning of the show, that nice little message about sweetheart deals and, you know, the Bell monopolies, as they call them. I couldn't really say that they're gonna be technically called monopolies anymore. But, there's a group, and let me see if I can remember their website here. Going to be www.broadbandeverywhere.com. Just kind of a cool site. They actually, the audio you heard is from a commercial that they've been airing. I saw it on TV 2 days ago, I suppose, and I was like, what the hell? You know, I mean, you know, it came on fairly early in the morning, and I was intrigued. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll go and I actually Googled for Meet the Phonies on Google and found their website and everything, and they had the stuff up there. But basically the whole point of it is, you know, it's called Broadband Everywhere, so they want the phone companies to be offering broadband to everyone and not just to, you know, people within a certain area. They're trying to make it so that to raise support for the government to kind of enforce it that the phone companies have to, or that you know, phone companies or cable companies, I suppose, have to push to offer that everywhere so that everyone can get coverage or can get broadband internet access if they so choose. And I think it's kind of cool. You know, I mean, I haven't read all too much into it, but if you want to check it out, it's, you know, broadbandeverywhere.com. So, just something I thought I'd toss out there as a bit of freak news, because it kind of is. But actually, some a little bit more interesting, I guess, freak news. It hasn't been a very good week for freak news as far as I'm concerned. But, actually, this kind of makes me happy, because it's something that pisses off a lot of people. The issue of people talking on their cell phones while they drive. Which, you know, I mean, everyone is guilty of it. If you have a cell phone in a car, then 95% chance that you've talked on it while driving your car. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But, not everyone can do it very well, you know, and, the state and local governments in a lot of places are starting to really push for it to, for that to be against the law, to say, you know, I mean, because it is a distraction, and I think it's cool. I mean, this isn't really freak news, this is just kind of, it involves phones, it involves the way people are going to be using them, so I think it kind of works. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool. I don't think I believe it's in Michigan, I don't even know, Michigan and New Jersey and places like that they're thinking about. Here we go. Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Washington, D.C., and they mentioned Michigan later on in the article here, are all, you know, proposing laws to not ban it, but, you know, you can only use, you know, you can't have it, like, you have to use an earpiece or whatever, which is, you know, cool. I don't know. It's not really freak news, and that's all I'm going to talk about it. But, I guess moving on, and this is very, I guess this could be considered freak news. This is kind of a cool concept, and it's been talked about for a while, and, it's actually, what's the company? ICANN? That's in charge of the domains. I think it's ICANN. Please don't yell at me if I'm wrong. Yeah, ICANN is considering releasing a new top-level domain, which is going to be the .tel domain. And the point of it is so that businesses and just average people, if they want to have a website just for their contact information, you know, for phone numbers, if businesses want to have an easy way for people to access their company directories or whatever. You know, like if, you know, go to walmart.tel instead of walmart.com and it would take you directly to Walmart phone directory or whatever. Or Project Walmart Freedom.tel and it would take you to a nice payphone list. But it's kind of cool. I mean, I really like the idea of it. It seems like it's kind of silly, in a sense, that people would be that important to where they would need a specific domain for it. But I want one really bad. I mean, it's really not new. You know, I think I recall people talking about this a long time back and talking about in fact, we might have even talked about it on the show when the first discussion about it. I mean, there are people talking about, you know, man, like, the domain that they would register, and I think, you know, just trying to come up with clever little spin-offs, and it was, I think the funniest one was drugcar.tel, so it was, you know, drug cartel. And, you know, it's one of those cool things that I really think that, it would affect, you know, phone freaks. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, like, if I could access company directories just by going to this website, you know, I mean, whether or not they might, you know, restrict stuff, you know, it might just be not so much the whole company directory, but it might be, you know, just general contact information, customer support stuff, but either way, it's a really cool concept as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, like, I could have, because I've got a lot of different contact information, and it changes regularly. I mean, you know, we've gone through several different voicemail boxes, and we had a PBX for the show at one time. And I think it'd be really cool if, you know, maybe you could just go to BelcorRadio.tel, and it would have all of our contact information, or maybe, like, that'd be... Ooh, I'd like to have one just for the fact of putting up a listing of the numbers we call on the show. So it'd be like BelcorRadio.tel, and you'd have, you know, the Dial-A-Buoy number and the Amtrak number we called a few episodes back, and just shit like that, which is a cool idea for, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm really hoping that they officially do this now. I'm looking forward to it, at least, and I think CNN just now picked up on the concept, but, hopefully they're gonna be pushing that, and, I'll get to get an awesome ponyboy.tel domain. And that really does it for the freak news. I got, you know, something that is slightly just in the most tiniest way remotely related to telephones, but I'm not going to include that as freak news. But it is cool, and so I thought I'd talk about this as well. Before I get into that, I'm going to make some phone calls right now. And these are actually, well, for the most part, these are just numbers that, that I came across. Let's see. These are just numbers that I came across on the drive back from Nauticon. There were several, like road signs that just had, you know, one information on this, call this number, or whatever. And so, I know one of them's for carpooling information or whatever, but I'm not even sure what the other one's for. And then I got one that, actually, I don't even know what the hell this is. I think I got it off of a payphone placard. And then, you know, I'm gonna call the phone swarm payphone. Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and call that up now. Go ahead and call the phone swarm number just to see what we got. The number is 415-885-9027, and this is the same payphone as previous. It is outside a fish and chip stand in San Francisco, California.
Thank you for using your... Please enter your PIN number. You have 98 minutes remaining on your card. Please enter the telephone... You have 98 minutes remaining for this call. Minutes remaining on your card. Please enter the telephone number you wish.
Alright, well, I guess nobody answered that time. So, let's move on to the next phone number we have. And, this one is, I believe, carpooling information in somewhere around Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland or Columbus or something like that. And the number... Actually, all of these that I have to call right now have, fun little words that they spell with numbers. This one is going to be 888-742-RIDE. So that's 888-742-RIDE.
Coda at 614-228-1776.
Let's try that number that she just listed, CODA, and hopefully I got this right before she stopped saying it. It's 614-228-1776.
Thank you for... Please enter your PIN number. You have 98. You have 98 minutes remaining for this call.
Thanks for calling CODA's Customer Service Center. The Customer Service Center can serve you in four ways. You can plan a trip on www.coda.com. You can speak to a representative. You can visit our Customer Service Center at 60 East Broad Street, or you can use this automated system. To speak with a representative, press 0. To enter the automated system, press 1. For the schedule or information about a specific bus route, press 1. For bus times at your stop, press 2. For the 2006 Day Pass Exchange and other CODA information, press 3. For hints on how to use this automated system, press 4. For the Quality Service Department, press 5. For information on CODA's commuter bulletins, press 6. To be transferred to CODA's Mobility Management Transport Department, press 7. To leave a message for the Sedan Voucher Program, press 8. If you have been stranded because of missing the last bus due to a lapse in service, please press 4 followed by 1. Please enter the route number, followed by pound, or just enter pound for the transit route directory. Number 1 Cleveland Avenue and Livingston Avenue. To select this route, press pound. Press 3 to go forward in the route list. To number 2 East Main Street and North High Street. To select this route, press pound. Press 3. Number 3 West Mound Street and Northwest Boulevard. To select this route, number 4 Indianola Avenue and Parsons Avenue. To select this route, number 5 West 5th Avenue. To select this route, press pound. Number 6 Sullivan Avenue and Mount Vernon Avenue. Number 7 Neal Avenue and Whittier Street. To select this route, due to construction, beginning Sunday, February 19th, 2006, 12th Avenue between Cannon Drive and Neal Avenue will be closed for approximately 6 weeks. The following reroute will be in effect. From 9th Avenue and Cannon Drive, the bus will turn left on Cannon, left on King, and left on Neal if going northbound. It will make a right on Neal if going southbound and over the existing route. The following CODA bus stops will be closed for this construction project: Cannon Drive and 12th Avenue, and 12th Avenue at the OSU Hospital. Number 7 Neal Avenue and Whittier Street. Due to construction, beginning Sunday, February 19th, 2006, 12th Avenue between. For the next scheduled time, press 1. For the next scheduled time, south and east, press 1. For the next scheduled time, west and north, press 2. The first, number 7 Neal Avenue and Whittier Street, south and east, leaves South High Street and West Rich Street at 5:09 a.m. Arriving East Whittier Street and the Seymour Loop at 5:20 a.m. For other times along this trip, press pound. For the next trip, press 3. For the previous trip, press 1. or to go back to the main menu, press 9. For the schedule or information about a specific bus route, press 1. For bus time, for code affairs and pass information, press 1. To locate a sales outlet near your home, press 2. For information on how to ride COTA buses, press 3. For user, COTA, Central Ohio Transit Authority, provides public transportation services in the Columbus metropolitan area. COTA fixed route buses and paratransit services run 365 days a year. Times vary depending on the route and day of the week. Riding a COTA fixed route bus. When riding COTA, it is important to know your route, departure time, location, and destination. The time points listed on each schedule are departure times from major stops along the route. If the time for your stop is not listed on the timetable, use the time points given to estimate the departure time from your stop. If you have questions about routes and schedules, call the COTA Connection Customer Service Center at 228-1776 or visit our website at www.cota.com. Please make sure you arrive at your bus stop at least 5 minutes before your bus is scheduled and stand facing the bus stop to ensure the driver is aware that you are waiting for the bus. All COTA bus stops are clearly marked with signs saying either COTA stop or bus stop. Several buses may stop at your COTA bus stop. To make sure you get on the correct COTA bus, check the sign above the front windshield, the route number and destination of the bus, and or the major street that the route travels will guide you. When boarding a COTA bus, you can either pay your fare in the fare box or swipe your pass in the designated area on the fare box. Neither COTA bus operators nor fare boxes provide change, so please have exact fare in bills and or coins. If you are using cash and you will be transferring to another route to reach your destination, please ask the bus operator for a transfer before you pay your fare. Transfers are valid for 2 hours from the time of issue and may not be used. For the schedule or information about a specific bus route, press 1. For bus times at your stop, press 2. For the 2006 day pass exchange, to return to the main menu, press 9. For hints on how to use the system, press 7. To be transferred to an information agent at any time, press 0. To repeat the message or try a touchtone entry again, press star when the message is being spoken. The star key is located under the 7 at the bottom left of the keypad. To finish a touchtone entry and go to the next choice, press pound. The pound key is under. Please wait. Your call is being transferred.
Thank you for calling the COTA Connection. The office is now closed. Please call back during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., or visit the internet site at www.cota.com to receive trip planning information.
Well, wasn't that fun? Sorry if that was very uninteresting to anybody, but I was quite interested in what that lady had to say about how to ride a bus. Next number, moving along here, is I'm not totally sure what this one is, but it sounds interesting. It's 1-800-BUCK-I, and so let's check that out. I think it's probably just going to be general tourist information type stuff, but let's give it a call.
Hello? Buckeye, your complete source for planning the perfect Ohio getaway. Just one visit, and we're sure you'll agree, Ohio has so much to discover. If you're calling from a touch-tone phone, please press 1. To order the Discover Ohio Travel Planner as an interactive toolkit, press 1. To speak to a travel counselor, please press 2. Please enter the telephone number beginning with the area code of the household of which you would like the information mailed. If this is correct, please press 1. If this is not correct, please confirm your street address. To protect your privacy, we will only ask you to confirm the number of your street address. If this is correct, please press 1. If this is... Your Discover Ohio information packet is being processed. Please allow 10 to 14 days for delivery.
Well, alright then. I guess I've got some stuff coming to me in the mail. Yeah, the next number up is... Like I said, I think I got this from a payphone information card, and I think it is a quest number. But the number is 888-293-FONE, which is apparently how you spell phone. So let's give that one a call and see what the hell it is. I haven't called it yet, but let's check it out.
For live talk with exciting people, call 1-800-545-6700. That's 1-800-545-6700. For live talk with exciting people, call 1-800-545-6700. For live talk with
Okay, so I guess that is actually not a quest number anymore. It looks like a call a talk line number. Yeah, I thought maybe I had dialed it wrong, so I had to call it several times to find out. But that's actually all the phone calls we got for today. So cool. Moving on, where did I leave off here? Okay, yeah, something that's vaguely related to telephones. AT&T, which is how I'm tying it in here, AT&T teamed up with a company called Akimbo, I believe it is. Let's see, yes, Akimbo Systems, to offer internet-based video-on-demand stuff to subscribers, which is quite an interesting move. I mean, I know you've all heard that IPTV is kind of the next big thing for as far as TV goes, and I think it's cool to finally see. Well, I shouldn't say finally see, because there's been other companies trying to get behind it, but I think this is going to be kind of like, you know, AT&T is a big name with a lot of money to throw into it. And I think that this is kind of going to be that big push that IPTV really needs to take off as far as, you know, on-demand streaming stuff, and not just, like, here's some little video clips from CNN or whatever. But, I don't know, cool stuff. And I'm looking forward to see where it goes. Apparently it's like, you know, they're putting a lot of money into it, and so it should turn out to be a pretty good service eventually. But, I mean, the article I have is like 2 paragraphs long, and so I don't really have a lot to say about it. But I do have a lot to say about what is probably the greatest art and technology exhibit I've heard about in the past year, at least, or in this year. You might have remembered, I really like the people who blend art and technology and computer science and stuff all together. For example, I know we talked about it on a previous show, the people who took their network traffic and wrote some software that interpreted it into music. And so their network traffic, they could determine what was going on as in their network by what kind of instruments were playing and, you know, how fast it was playing and everything cool like that, which was an awesome idea. And in Muncie, Indiana, at Ball State University, which is a great name, they're unveiling a sculpture, which has, it's basically the traffic, the internet traffic on the school's network is going to be kind of made into this art, you know, just like different shapes and colors and whatnot, and put up on these big screens that are, like, just projected on these big screens that are all around the base of a tower that's on the campus. Like, right in the middle of the campus, which is, I mean, like, it's really cool. They've actually got they've got a picture here. Let's see if I can tiny URL this for you. tinyurl.com. And if you want to check it out, how it's going to look, it's tinyurl.com/K as in Kevin, J as in John, O as in OMG, Z, and then an H as in Hello Kitty. And it's really interesting looking. I mean, like I said, I really like the concept of blending art and technology together. You know, because there's a lot of concepts for it. There's a lot of room and a lot of awesome things to work with. And I really want to take, maybe when I'm on my way up to Nauticon next year, I'm going to stop by, you know, make a little detour and try and make it to Muncie, Indiana to check this damn thing out. And I mean, like, it's really cool, like, the amount of, you know, depth that goes into this, like, you know, different kinds of connections. Like, if you've got a PDA, it's going to come up with, you know, a little bit different, and just, like, it gets your information and interprets it a certain way and adds it to the collective artwork that's already up there, which is a cool idea. So cool. Moving right along to something that is not so cool. And what is it that's not so cool, you ask? Well, it's actually a person. And let's see what her name is in here. Deborah Tate. And if that name doesn't ring a bell, it's okay. Deborah Tate is the new commissioner of the FCC. And, she's a fucknut. Basically, she is a big fan of copy protection and digital rights management. And, she's, even though that's not the FCC's department. You know, they have no control over DRM, they're not involved with, any of that good stuff. But she's decided that she's going to try and use her new position of power to kind of try and push people into supporting this kind of crap. And it is crap. There's actually what was I going to say? Oh, okay, anyways, I mean, it's just, I can understand, you know, enjoying DRM, or whatever, enjoying copyright protection, but, if you have really no position to make a judgment about copyright protection, don't use the fact that you are in a position of power and that you have contacts to try and manipulate people into supporting digital rights management shit. Because digital rights management is the kind of thing that is going to ruin the music industry, the kind of thing that's going to ruin the software industry, the kind of thing that's going to ruin basically everything that has to do with technology. It's going to take what was once a cool thing that you could play with and turn it into something that you have to pay to think about, and that they will know if you think about using it without paying. It's going to turn into a huge invasion of your privacy. It's already a huge security risk, what with, the Sony rootkit issue that was, you know, a few months back. We know, like, we can see from these kind of things that it is, you know, companies don't put thought into their digital rights managements. They just say, hey, here's something we can do, let's do that. You know? I mean, who cares what might happen? You know, as long as people can't get our fucking Christina Aguilera or whatever. And, it's gonna tear things down. It's gonna take this whole digital age, this whole, you know, MP3 revolution, this whole, you know, download pay-per-song iTunes thing that everybody's doing, and it's going to just fuck it up, because you're gonna have, you know, certain things that will play digital rights like, you know, Sony's gonna start releasing, I don't know, this is just an example, not something I've actually heard, but, you know, like, Sony will start releasing their own CD players that only play CDs that have Sony digital rights management on them. Or, you know, they'll release their, like, they'll have it, the CD players will only play Sony CDs, and Sony CDs will only be able to be played in Sony CD players. And, I mean, that's really what they want. They'd love for it to be like that, just so that they can, you know, if you just happen to get a Sony CD player, they can charge you out the wazoo for the stuff that they have. But no one's gonna go for that, you know? I mean, that's just a concept that, yeah, it's great for the companies who are doing it, but it's not gonna go over as far as the consumer people. Because I know if I had, you know, a CD player from Brand A, and it would only play CDs that Brand A distributed, but some of my favorite bands decided that they were going to release their stuff under Brand B, and I couldn't listen to them anymore? No, that wouldn't go over for me. And it wouldn't go over for a lot of people. And I think that we've all kind of figured out by now what happens when very technical savvy people like the hacker community are told that they can't do certain things with music. You know, no, you can't, you know, you can't rip this CD to make backups even though you legally own it. Or you can't rip this movie to make a backup DVD even though you legally own it. We find ways around that shit. And, I think that it's really, there is no digital rights management and no copyright protection that they can put up that we can't take back down. And that we can't, you know, write the software to get past it and then distribute it all across the internet. There's no way. I mean, unless the only way they could keep us from listening to music is if they stopped making it. And then we'd just make our own. Well, actually, I've got a special present, actually. I don't want to just give a big FU to this Deborah Tate. I've got a very special gift for you, Deborah Tate. Because we all know that the FCC really loves the foul language and all that good stuff. And, it has come to my attention recently that we are played over the airwaves in certain places. I don't know if he still has it running. I know we were played in, I don't remember what state it is. Wicked Radio, as far as I know, I think he might have taken it down. There are a few other places that have talked to me and said, yeah, we've been playing your stuff for some people. And if you guys are still playing it, I want you to, you know, stream this. I want all the listeners to turn their shit way up. And, fuck Deborah Tate and fuck the FCC bullshit for trying to bully people into supporting digital rights management. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Anywho, I think that is gonna wrap it up for this episode of Bellcore Radio. Please pardon my language for those listeners who, you know, prefer the cleaner shows. I kind of try to keep it that way too, but I felt like today I had to make a little bit of an exception. So, anywho, I guess that's gonna wrap it up, and until next time, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. Again, this has been Ponyboy, and this has been Bellcore Radio episode 31. I guess we'll see you guys in about a week, and end of file.